we need, you know, 5 3x9 drawer organizers. And I'll draw them on there and be like, okay, great. I can fit 5 of them in there. And mm-hmm. then I'll be like, great. What other things do we want to fit in there? And then by the end, I'll have my drawer already planned out.
Have you ever stopped and asked yourself, is this what I really want to be doing with my life?
We have, and the answer wasn't what we expected.
Hi, I'm Margaret.
And I'm Stetson. We made a really big decision to do a complete rebrand of our 4-year-old relocations company. New look, new business model, the works.
Some people might think we're crazy. Do you? But it's what we needed to do in order to better align ourselves with our goals for our company.
In this podcast, we talk about not only our journey through rebranding, but all things business. Marketing, building your client base, social media.
In fact, there is never an end to the topics we will discuss here. So we invite you now to sit back, take notes, and enjoy the One Crazy Journey podcast.
Welcome to the One Crazy Journey podcast. We are at episode 47.
Welcome, welcome. We're so excited to have you here as always. But before we get started, don't forget to subscribe to the One Crazy Journey podcast. We put on new episodes every Monday. And if you're a loyal listener and you're listening right now, go ahead and maybe write us a review. Give us 5 stars because we love to hear what you love about the podcast. And if you want to follow us on all of our social medias, you can follow us at everything.envy and our podcast Instagram, at the One Crazy Journey podcast on Instagram. So you can follow us everywhere we can be followed. All right. So we're bundled up.
Yeah, seriously. Like I'm wearing long sleeves and jackets today. Like what happened to the weather?
Yeah, it's like raining and I wore my winter coat today because it's like raining and thunder and lightning.
Crazy. Oh my gosh. Yeah, we had an amazing thunder and lightning storm a couple of days ago. But yeah, all of a sudden the weather turned like gloomy, like the clouds are really low. It looks like fall, but it doesn't really feel like it. But
no, it does. It feels like transitioning.
I guess because the sun is higher in the sky. You know, in the Pacific Northwest, the days are really, really long. Like the sun doesn't go down until like almost like after 9 p.m., I think. So it's still a little bit bright in the sky at 9:30 or 9:40 right now. But right now, the clouds are really low and it's rainy and gloomy.
Very gloomy. Yeah, but that's okay. You just kind of want to stay in.
Yeah, it's one of those days.
Turn on the fire. I was able to turn on the fire, so that was nice. I do like the fireplace.
Stetson's got a blanket on her lap. She's all cozy.
Yeah, exactly. So anyways, update on what we've been up to. Just kind of planning out the rest of the year. We have a bunch of fun stuff that we're going to be doing for you guys.
Yeah.
The rest of the year, we have it like planned out until October.
Yeah, we had a really good meeting, the two of us, a couple of days ago, and planned it all out. So we know what's coming and how we're going to do it. So it's kind of exciting. We have a lot of stuff to share with
you. Yeah. And next week we will on Monday have a very, very exciting announcement that we will be announcing here on Monday. So make sure that you tune in to Monday's podcast because doors will be open for something
that
you have been requesting for months.
Right.
We'll just leave it at that. So make sure that you stay tuned. And then also if you're on our email list, you will be getting an email about that, especially if you're part of the Organizers Rise. You'll be getting an email about that. So just stay tuned because we do have a lot of fun things happening. I'm going out of town this weekend. I'm going to Reading.
And it's supposed to be nice and warm, I hear. Like 89 degrees.
90 tomorrow.
90. Perfect.
Yeah, we're going to go to a water park in the morning and then we have this memorial, but they're kind of turning it into a family reunion. So I'll be.
Because I think this is your dad's uncle and he passed away months ago, but they're now getting the family together and they'll have tribute to him, we've been to one of the memorials down there before and it's kind of nice to just sit and talk about him, tell stories. And,
yeah. I mean, I don't know him at all.
No, you don't.
I guess I'm related to him in some way, but.
Yeah, he's your dad's uncle.
Yeah, so
and I don't think you've ever met actually.
No, but I know some of the family, like probably like 5.
5 people
out of everyone that's
out of all the people that are coming.
Yeah. So anyways, it will be kind of fun though to get out of town. So we're going to do that and then go to the water park with the kids and then come back Sunday.
Yeah, and then I'm going out of town too tomorrow. We're going to run up to Portland and see my stepsons. And we'll have dinner with them and go to IKEA and go to Container Store.
Yeah, you should have grabbed that product.
I just realized that. Shoot.
yeah, we don't have a Container Store here. We've talked about this a lot, but So we got a question about this yesterday, and it kind of sparked the idea for the podcast today, which is product planning and how we're able to plan it. But we never overbuy. We'll talk about it. But we had to plan out this. I think we spent around $6,000 of the product maybe. And yeah. We ordered everything.
Yeah.
So we do have a few drawer dividers left over, like maybe a box full. Mm-hmm. I mean, considering how much we ordered, we did really good.
We did.
So we do need to go back. You do need to go back there and grab it so you can try and return it.
Yeah.
It's because we can't easily return things. So that's why we have to be very, very specific.
Yeah, we were back at that house today because we were measuring and we're planning the garage, which we're going to talk about in a few minutes. But I was planning to get those drawer expanders, that box, and take it to Container Store because Container Store to us is 4 hours away.
Yeah.
So
we're not about to drive over there for just anything.
No.
We probably could have done that for this job.
Yeah.
But I don't think we had enough room for all the product.
Right. I don't think so.
Because it was boxes and boxes and boxes.
And even when the piles were out of boxes and piled up with all the bins, all those hyacinth bins, there's no way. We would have had to rent a moving van to bring it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was funny because I called two bins out of all the product. Actually, all the product came okay, except for two bins just kind of got
a little mangled. Yeah.
So I had to call Container Store and they just sent us two new bins. And I was like, okay, here's the order, you know, and they're like, oh, is it an Alpha system? I'm like, no, it's just a lot of product. And they're
because
like,
because it was so expensive.
Because it was so expensive. Yeah. They just assumed that it was an Alpha system.
For a $6,000 order. It's got to be Alpha system.
It's actually not. And that at that time, I think it was about like $3,500 because then we ordered it in stages. But I was like, no, it's just a lot of product. She was like, oh, okay.
I see all those drawer trays, all those drawer organizers.
Organizers, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we figured we'd talk about how we plan product for jobs and how we're able to keep it really specific because we have to order everything. So the three things we use when it comes to planning product is we use Canva. And if you don't have Canva, you know, we're obsessed with Canva. You can click the link in the description box and get a 30-day free trial Canva Pro membership if you want to do that. And then we also use an app called Pages in our iPad Pro.
And that's something that just comes with Apple products.
Exactly.
Apple phone, you know, iPhone, iPad comes with Pages free.
Yeah, for free. Well, and I guess those are basically the two things that we use for planning and our Apple Pencil.
Yeah.
Apple Pencils are super nice.
They are.
But if you want to see our process, you can go to Everything Envy, our Instagram, and we have actually a highlight saved called tutorials. So if you want to see like actually how we do it, you can click that and then watch the tutorial that we have up there for you. Cause I kind of like take you through the process. That's right. Like mood boards too in Canva.
Yeah.
But the first thing we do before we start any project is create a mood board. I feel like mood boards are just super helpful, not for only yourself, but to give the client like a clear vision of what their space is going to look like before you actually design product, before you actually order product. And I just feel like it gets them excited too.
Yeah, because they need visual. They need some visual aids and visual tools. And it's so good putting it together. Stetson's really good at putting together the mood board. And then she can show it to them, email it to them. And then everybody's on the same page as far as what the look is going to be. Mm-hmm. What kind of materials are coming in? What are we ordering? And it's just so helpful. And it's really easy to do on Canva. And if you're not a Canva user, you should give it a try. You'll probably get on there and you'll never want to get away from it again because it is so easy to use. So I know, and we talk about this, it's not a sponsored podcast by Canva by any means. Maybe one day they will, but we just love that app so much, that program so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we do a mood board and then we do a design document basically where we have all of the product listed out. And this is just a great way to keep yourself organized of what product you're actually getting. So what we do and what we have to do, we've been talking about this like huge job that we've been actually working on We've been working with the client for 6 months. Actually.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy that it's been 6 months? We first met with her in early December.
Yeah. But it was a 10-week job that we ended up booking later. So we did their whole basement, which was a separate job, but then we ended up booking a 10-week job and helped them move, pack up, manage the move and completely unpack and organize their house. So what we had to do for that is actually we had two things. We had that partial house that was not 100% finished, but some of the bathrooms and closets and some of the rooms were.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to go off the floor plans, which we did have a floor plan for like the entire new part of the house because mm-hmm. it was under construction.
So when we first arrived, the kitchen and the laundry room was not there. The mm-hmm. pantry was kind of finished where we could get some measurements, but nothing else was there. It was still under construction. So we had to go by floor plans as we did for the master closet and bathroom. So we were going strictly by plans and elevations of the plans and designing our product from there.
So. Exactly. Yeah. So what we do is we look at the floor plan and we literally go drawer by drawer, room by room. And it helps if we draw it out on our iPad or if we take a photo of it. Sometimes we'll take a photo of the space and then we're able to draw the measurements directly on the photo if we have to measure. So part of it was we had to go in and actually measure the closets and spaces and take photos if it was done. But then also part of it was looking at the floor plan and imagining what that was going to look like. So it was kind of like 50-50 of what we had to do. But it makes it super easy if you're ever planning a job and the house is done. It's a lot easier to plan, I feel like, because then you can just go in and measure.
Yeah, measure all the drawers and cabinets and heights and all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we do the same thing when we're doing moves. Mm-hmm. We will go in. If there's not a floor plan made, we'll make one or we'll go in and take pictures of the house, take pictures of all the things. So that way we know where the furniture is going to go, et cetera.
Right. Yeah. And we always sit down with a client and draw out a furniture plan too. So that way on move day, we know where everything's going. The clients can just go away for the day
mm-hmm.
and we can tell the movers where all the furniture is going and everybody's in agreement. So, and again, we use our electronic tools for that.
Exactly.
We use Pages for that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what we'll do is we'll go in, if we're able to go in the house, we'll take a bunch of pictures of all of the drawers and all of the pantries, all of the cabinets, every single thing that we're going to need product for. And then we'll actually lay that out on our iPad Pro. And then later we're able to, we'll take the measurements. After we take the photos, we'll lay it all out on our iPad Pro. And then we will draw the measurements directly on each photo. So like, if you can imagine like taking a picture of a drawer, then we'll take the measurements right then. We'll take the picture and then take the measurements and draw over it on our iPad Pro with the drawing tool. And that way we know like, okay, here's the drawer. It's 15 by 20. And this is how deep it is.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Every single photo has the measurements drawn on top of the photo.
Yeah.
And organized in Pages.
Yeah. It really helps you keep organized. And before we started doing it electronically, we did something similar on paper where we would actually draw out a representation of the drawer and just put measurements there. But it's so much easier with the iPad.
Yeah.
Because for one, it's faster. And then if you make an error, you know, you can just quickly delete it. So,
and it's just like, it just doesn't waste paper.
That too. And it's easy to find because I don't know if we've talked about this or not in previous podcasts, but we keep ourselves really organized in Pages because we create a document per client. So when we're searching for information for one particular client, we just find their folder and everything is in there. And so that's where all of those photos are too. All the photos we've taken of their house and all of their drawers and cabinets are all in one place, along with customer agreements and our timesheets and customer information as far as location and what their needs are. So Pages is great for that to keep yourself organized. But back to the drawing, yes, we put the measurements right on the photographs. So that way, when we come back and it's time to design the product, the measurements are already there because we will design the product, also lay it out right on the photo, and we draw right over the top of the photo.
Yeah. So like a drawer, like lining up drawer organizers, I feel like can be kind of tricky, especially when you have to order everything and you can't just like buy a bunch of them and put in what's going to fit. Like you can't do that when you're ordering stuff. So what we'll do is we have the photo, we have the measurements, and I'll go on the Container Store and be like, great, we need, you know, 5 3x9 drawer organizers. And I'll draw them on there and be like, okay, great, I can fit 5 of them in there. And then I'll be like, great, what other things do we want to fit in there? And then by the end, I'll have my drawer already planned out. And again, if you want to see a tutorial, I have exactly what I'm talking about on our Instagram feed in our highlights under tutorials.
Yeah. And it helps make more sense. It's hard to describe verbally, but when you listen to the podcast and you look at that tutorial, it should make some more sense.
Yeah. And then what's nice about this too is once all of the product comes in, like we had this huge order of hundreds of thousands of thousands of product dollars worth of product.
Thousands of dollars worth of product.
We were able to easily sort out, okay, what's going where? So we went on the product design document on Canva. Great. We organized it by room. So we say, great, we're going to need, you know, these drawer dividers are going in the bathroom. What other product is going in the bathroom? And then we have the closet, the master closet. What's the product that's going in the master closet? And then we're able to actually see, okay, now that we have all the products that are going to the master closet, where are these products actually going? And then we have it drawn out on the actual photos or on the floor plan.
Yeah, which is super helpful because like we said, we started this job 6 months ago. So when we were doing some of that earlier design, you know, we do some other moves in between and you know, we can't always remember how we laid it out. So instead of reinventing the wheel, because we had already defined which product goes where, but instead of trying to figure the design out again, we just look at the designs that we've created when we ordered the product and then we just duplicate that.
Yeah. And I feel like this would save, like, it obviously it would be nice to have a container store here, but also it kind of would save you time. I feel like if you were, because I know a lot of organizers just go to the container store, they buy a bunch of stuff and then they have to do a bunch of returns. And I know that can get a little tricky because then you have to sort through what did I actually use? What is that? You know, all these different things.
Right,
so if you can like keep yourself organized ahead of time and plan out a little bit more in detail of what you're actually going to need. And then it makes it easier for like client estimates because we could be like, great, this is the product that I'm putting in here. And this is actually what's going in here. I'm not guessing. I'm not going to be like, I'm going to buy a bunch of things and then figure it out after.
Yeah.
It's like, this is a product that we're going to buy. I have a place for each thing and you can walk through it with the client. And then it makes them feel really good because you're like really planned and organized at from the very beginning.
And it goes really quickly. So then you take your shopping list with you. If you're lucky enough to have a container store, if you do all the design work ahead of time, like Stetson just described, and then you take your shopping list and then you get it and you take it to the house and then you just start working. You don't have to experiment with the things that
Laying
you've purchased.
Exactly.
With trial and error.
Exactly.
Which sometimes, you know, we still have a little trial and error, like in this job where we had sight unseen because it hasn't been built yet. We had a little bit of experimenting to do or a little bit of changing because maybe we were slightly wrong on a drawer size, but still it only took like a minute. Like we're just trading out one tray for another.
Exactly.
But I can't imagine going and designing a house like this on the fly. Like you grab $3,000 worth of product and you bring it in and you just try to experiment. It's really nice if you could design ahead of time.
Well, and also if you're like, a lot of you have been DMing us about like, I want to book big jobs, you know, and like book those bigger moves. Like I was just having a conversation in a group chat with a couple of the container store ambassadors. And they're like, I wish I could do this. You know, I wish I could like get those bigger jobs. Cause so many of them are working like seven days a week. Don't take any breaks. And they're working these little jobs where they'll get like $500 in a day. And it's just like, it took so much time to plan the product. And then you got to communicate back and forth with the client. You got to sell the client. You got to have the contract. It's like, there's so many little things that you have to do with small jobs that you just don't think about. And then you have to worry about booking all those small little jobs. Not saying you can't do that, but I know that a lot of organizers are getting tired of like the grind of
constantly
booking
hustling
those small jobs. Uh-huh. Okay, I'm doing I'm only doing a pantry in this house. Now I'm going to do a craft closet. Now I'm going to do a bathroom, but they're all different clients.
Yeah.
Sure, you might get repeats of them having you come back and do another space. That's why we're so passionate about talking about booking these bigger relocation jobs and managing the whole entire job. Because imagine if you had booked one 10-week job, like, and that's all you worked on. And that is all we worked on the last 10 weeks is with this one client. We're like, great. We're not going to work with any other clients. And then that gave us time to focus on all the other things we wanted to focus on.
Exactly.
We went there 1 to 3 days a week.
Yeah.
And that was it.
And I was still getting calls for moves and I was just referring them to others.
Exactly. And we made this decision a while ago where we weren't going to do like small jobs, like small moves, but even still the small moves that we were turning away are 3 times the amount of what you would get paid for an organizing job.
Yeah. That was just a decision we made because we had this big job and we had decided not to do the smaller ones, but the smaller ones are so it's so lucrative. It's so easy. You book a job, maybe you have one a week or two a week and then there's so much less work. so much less. And you're not traveling around trying to find all the product you need if you're just doing organizing, and you just get the job done and you can still do all the organizing. That's what we love about relocations.
Yes.
We do all the packing so we can control the unpack because we're doing the packing.
Exactly.
And we unpack to the rooms that we've packed for. We know we can already see how things are going to go in. And then when we're organizing it as we go, we get all that good vibe feeling that we all of us organizers love by organizing, and then the grand reveal in the end.
Yeah.
But the whole lot less planning. Relocations is just so lot less. It's a whole lot easier to plan.
Yeah, it is. And again, if you keep yourself organized with the systems, like we were just talking about, so we use Pages, we use Canva, and we also have a couple different documents that we use within Canva for every client, you're just going to be able to streamline everything so efficiently. And you're also going to look really professional with your client, and you are going to be able to book those big jobs. Because if we were just going to, you know, this client, huge house, renovation, wanted to know how much it was going to be. If you can't figure that out ahead of time and be like, great, it's going to be, you know, $5,000 per product. It's going to be $15,000 for labor. If you can't figure that out ahead of time, you're not going to be able to book those big jobs. So right. We've been doing this for 6 years and we've streamlined the process so efficiently where it's like, no matter if you're doing a $2,000 move, which is very cheap, by the way, it might sound like a lot, but those jobs
for a move, that's really, really low price.
Exactly.
For a move.
That's like, you can do that in 2 days. Yeah. Easy. To like a $20,000 job. It's like, once you know the processes, it's the same thing every single job.
That's the beauty of it. It's the same process. It doesn't matter how big it is. It's all the same process. Mm-hmm. And the difference is maybe you're on a job packing a little bit longer and you're on a job unpacking a little bit longer. But the process is the same. You don't have to keep reinventing something new for each and every job. That's what we love about it. Everything is this very systematically done.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's so fun to see. We worked with, we launched our relocations course, and we, had, I think, a group of four ladies the first time.
Yeah.
We worked one-on-one with them, but it's so fun to see Corey, from Simplify and Move LA. She just posted a post today, and she has like maybe seven people on her team now.
Yeah.
She's working, like they're doing like three moves a day and like managing all these different jobs. And it's just like fun to see. Cause when we worked with her one-on-one, she was still trying to figure it out. And she wasn't 100% committed on doing moves or like,
well, she didn't
is it going to pay
the,
off?
Yeah. She didn't quite have the confidence yet either that she could pull it off, or how do I do this?
Yeah. And it was just her and her business partner at the time, or her one employee she had, Karen, but she was like, are we going to be able to do this? Da, 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 da. And we're like, we've been doing it. You did it for 2 years by yourself.
Yeah.
It's just been us for 2 years. Basically, we had a couple employees, a small amount of time.
Yeah. Or we use a subcontracting situation sometimes here and there.
Exactly.
But pretty much it was just, it was either all me or it was the two of us, unless we got into a bigger situation. But yeah. And so now we look at Corey and her best year. Well, she's having a really good year so far, but her best year overall as an organizer in the year she's been in business was 2020.
Yeah, exactly. That's when her business like blew up. And we were saying that from the beginning. We launched our relocations class again, like during COVID when it hit. And we're like, this is a thing. Like people are getting rid of organizing. You know, they're going to have to switch to just survival mode. They're not going to be able to have the luxury, a lot of people, to choose, okay, I'm going to hire a professional organizer. But if they're moving, they got to move. So we're like, this is where it is, people. You got to transition.
Yeah.
And even though finally, thank goodness, COVID is slowing down, it's even more like popular now to do moves, to hire professional organizers to do moves. But if you don't know how to do that, it can be really stressful.
Yeah. Yeah. And people do, they see the value in it now. They know that it can be done well if they hire a move manager, especially professional organizers.
Yeah.
Starting to come out that organizers know what they're doing because we're all detail oriented.
Yeah.
And we just do such a good job at it because of that. But man, you know, it sure is something that if you haven't thought about it, maybe think about adding relocations into your list of services, because then you won't have to hustle as much.
You won't have to hustle. And the nice part about it is, you can turn, like, you won't have to worry about leads coming in. I feel like it's harder for leads to come in. Obviously, if you're an established organizer and you have built a name for yourself, you are going to obviously have those consistent leads coming in. Yeah,
people are probably on your waiting list to get
time. And I've been hearing more organizers get busier and busier, which is great. Like they are booked out 3 months, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying you don't have to worry about getting those leads. The leads just come in consistently for moves. And again, you can do, you know, an $8,000 move in a week and imagine how many organizing jobs you'd have to do for that.
To get the $8,000.
And that's not
how much planning and how much time you're not getting paid for.
Yeah. And that's not like including product. That's just like
move time.
That's just move time. That's like,
that's money all that the packing and packing setup. Yeah.
There's no money that comes out of that. So it's just like working harder, not smarter. I was talking to an organizer about this the other day and I was just like, yeah, we just decided to work harder or work smarter, not harder, is what I'm trying to say. And that's how we're able to do it. And so we're just like super passionate about it. We're excited to talk to you more about it too next week. Because I know a lot of you have had a lot of questions about it. So make sure that you stay tuned to the podcast next week. We'll have an awesome, exciting announcement. And then stay tuned to your email if you're signed up for our email list as well.
Thanks for listening to the One Crazy Journey podcast, where we have a brand new episode every Monday.
Like what you hear? Then subscribe so you never miss a show.
And while you're at it, why not hop over to our Instagram at everything.nb and follow us there so you can keep up with our stories.
And on a side note, we often make references in our episodes about the programs, books, and apps and other tools that we love.
If you would like to know what these tools are, then take a look at the show notes for this episode and find the link to our free resource guide.
Well, that's it for today. So you can listen to us next time on the One Crazy Journey podcast.
And if you use your imagination, you can see us too.